life, fashion, and pop culture. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I'm the host of Tea Talks. Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back for another week of Tea Talks. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and guys, guess who I have in the house? I have all of my high school besties. Say hi.
Hi.
All in unison. Okay, to my right, I have the serial dater, Bella. And then next up, we have Cougar, Lindsay. And next up, the queen of crushes, Melissa.
The queen of crushes.
So there's only there's only one of us in here that's in a relationship, and that's Lindsay, yeah. The cougar. Should we just all call each other by our names? Hey, serial dater. How are you doing over there? Okay.
Wait, what's Heather's name?
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, no.
The girl with no feelings.
The picky chooser. I don't know. I can't come up with any rhymes.
I kind of like the girl with no feelings. It's pretty true.
Yeah. Serial dater, that's like more like relationships.
No, exactly.
She's like always with people.
So we Googled it before because we were like, I was going to call you a serial boyfriend haver.
That's a lot.
But
of
then
words.
We, yeah, exactly. Like so then sketchy. We looked it up and we looked up, it's called serial dater if you're in a relationship a lot.
Oh,
yeah, so that's Bella.
I think
so.
The next one.
Okay, the next, the segment that I'm starting from now on is called That's My Jam. Okay, so you guys each have to tell your jam right now. Before we start out all the fun we're about to have, just tell everyone what you're jamming out to today, what you love this week.
My jam is Uber Eats because I love having food delivered to my door, not having to go get
it. All right, Lindsay?
My jam is naps because I have
naps,
free time.
Yes.
So if I could have, you know, just an hour so I can just crash out,
yes.
There we go. That's
naps my jam. Okay.
My jam is Law & Order SVU.
My jam right now is Lyft, Line, and Uber pools because I love being trapped with strangers. In a car.
That sounds really serial.
It's so fun. That does. Okay, so you guys all have two papers, and one says damn, and one says dumb. Okay. So you guys, this is for all the boys out there, for all your fashion choices and hygiene choices. You're gonna hear if girls say damn or dumb. Okay. So here we go. Are you ready, ladies?
We're ready. Right.
So we're gonna tally this up. So it's gonna tell us which. Wait, let me get mine ready. Cool. So I'm gonna give you guys fashion choices and hygiene things. Here we go.
Okay.
Cuffed pants. What do we say? Damn or dumb?
Depending.
Yeah, I'm gonna go damn. Is it like
cuffed? Oh, you guys, we have four dams here. Okay, cuffed pants. We're down for.
And then it depends.
Not like capris. Cuff.
Yeah, like the surfer
like
hipster
bit,
cuff.
Like a little bit long and you cuff and it's like, oh wait, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Okay, fashionable nerd glasses. All right, I have mine. Dumb.
Are they, wait, are they fake glasses?
The queen of crushes might be down. She might be down.
Are they fake glasses?
Yeah, they're fake. They're not. No, they're just fashionable. For fashion. Fashion.
Oh,
dumb. That's four dumbs. Guys, get it rid of it. Okay, next up, sandals. Dumb. Oh, Bella says,
"Damn."
This is a debate.
Only if they're rainbows.
Yeah, like we grew up on the beach. Like the beach is one thing, but I'm talking about like in public.
Yeah,
you're
in
not
public.
Wearing sandals.
Yeah,
but, like it's weird if like you go to the beach and those guys like wearing sneakers.
Okay,
and,
I agree.
Do not own sandals.
I can agree with
like,
that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But like
okay,
for a fashion choice, like option, like oh, I'm gonna get ready today. I'm gonna put on my shorts and like my sandals. I'm gonna go to the mall. I'm gonna be like,
yeah.
No thanks.
I agree with that. Like, no, and
I agree.
Like, no sides. Like sides are gross. Like unless you're coming back from football practice, please don't wear sides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. So it's kind of like half and half. Okay. So sculpted brows.
What?
Sculpted brows. Dumb.
I'm dumb.
Dumb. Okay. Yeah. Four dumbs.
Are you
I
a
say.
Girl? Your brows cannot be better than mine.
I don't want That's... you to have a unibrow, but like, I don't want to know
yeah.
you get, like, it waxed every
Yeah. You don't want to see, like, the perfect.
Yeah.
Like, No.
And
no.
arches?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Okay, jewelry.
What kind of jewelry?
Jewelry.
Like watches or, like, chains?
We'll go with, like, bracelets. Like, bracelets. Not beyond watches. Like, bracelets or necklaces.
Hard, dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. Oh, wait, Melissa says damn.
Wait,
yeah, elaborate. Hold on.
Elaborate?
Yeah, why do you like that?
I don't,
Like, I like some guys that like wear like rings and like have like.
Like wedding rings?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll turn you on.
No. So. Okay. Now I'm blushing.
Oh my gosh. Queen of Crushes is blushing.
Shut up. No, like rings are like little. I've seen guys with bracelets, and it's not bad.
Yeah. I guess it depends. How much? Like, if it's like, sticking out, I'm like, wow, that guy's wearing jewelry.
And
like, I'm like.
Has, like, necklace and a ring from his grandfather that he wears, and he always wears it. That's
then
like,
why'd you say dumb?
Because I don't think. I'm thinking, like, she's actual, like, I don't like it, stylish though. Jewelry. Like, oh, I'm trying to wear, like, my chains and my.
No,
my,
like, I still think it's dumb, even if it's, like, sentimental. Like, please don't wear a necklace. Like, I cannot, like, deal with your jewelry habits. I don't even have jewelry habits of my own.
Okay, I don't have
watches or jewelry.
No, but, like,
okay.
Watches are
next
hot.
Up.
Like,
next up.
Nice
okay, hairy chest. Dumb. I thought you were going to say, oh my God, wait, hold on. We have three dumbs, and Bella says, damn. What do you? How do you feel about hairy chest?
I don't, like,
you
I don't love
it.
Love it when it's like, oh, there's like,
warm and cuddly.
Yeah, no, it's just like manly. Like, there's like a thing where it's like, it's not. Uh-huh. I don't want you to be like a gorilla, but like if you have a little hair on your chest, it's like kind of sexy. It's like, okay, you're a man. You've hit puberty. Like, okay, that's cute. Versus like zero hair, and it's like, do you like?
Well, there's like a limit, I guess.
And it's also like you have to think: do they sit at home and?
All right, man bun. Dumb. Okay, I'm going to go damn. Sam. But we all know, of course, I was going to go damn.
Like,
I love the surfer boys.
I feel like surfer isn't even man bun. Surfer's like kind of like, you know, like that sexy, like kind of long hair. But like,
yeah.
It's like hipster.
But they can
hipster
put it in a bun.
Hipster and surfers
I love it.
Are like two different genres.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we're going to, don't worry. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. Okay. Macklemore haircut. You know, like the shaved sides.
The
longer.
Oh, I can't say names.
Damn, dumb. Okay, so we have a split vote here.
Everyone I've dated has had this haircut.
Same, I feel like.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't mean like shave. It can't be like shave like balls on the sides.
Yeah,
and long on the
you
top,
just,
but like,
yeah.
My boyfriend's hair is shorter on the sides and longer on the top.
Yeah, yes,
like,
okay.
But like that's like everyone's hair short on the sides.
We're
like,
talking
I just
like,
don't want, like
yeah.
I don't want to like shave where it's like this ugly flip like circa high school.
Like celery status? No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now I have vegetables stuck in my
mouth. Okay. We're going to be right back with you guys. Okay, and we're back. So this game, guys, is called Burning Questions. Okay, I'm going to be the conductor, so I'm going to point at who's going to answer, okay? It's going to be short and sweet answers. That's how it's going to go, okay? Ready? Here's. If a guy follows me on Instagram and likes a bunch of my old photos, I think...
Creep.
Weird.
Super weird.
Super weird. Okay, get closer here, Melissa. Okay, if a guy I'm going on a first date with wants to split the bill, I think...
Cheap.
You guys, one at a time. Okay, cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind splitting it, but, like, pretend at least, like, you're going to pay.
Not on the first date, no. First date, you pay for the bill.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, have some investment.
Again, are you sure you don't want me to split it? Like, it's like, pretend, like, oh,
yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Maybe we'll have a discussion.
That's
yeah.
also the thing guys look for. Like, if the girl doesn't go for the check, they're like, really?
Yeah, because it's
yeah,
like,
that's
maybe.
True.
Like,
yeah.
You're high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't let her
yeah.
do
okay,
it.
Okay, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever split a check.
Oh, wait.
100%.
I mean, after
you
dated a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay,
what happened?
I was my boyfriend for 2.5 years. Like, the split check. Or yeah. I would pick up the whole check and he'd pick
I'm
up the whole check the next meal.
Oh, yeah, no first
yeah,
dates.
Yeah, no first dates now.
No, I don't. No, I don't think I have. No. Hmm. No. A guy I like and have been dating for a few months tells me, I love you, but I don't feel the same quite yet. I respond with,
I love you too.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not feeling the same way, my reaction would be like, maybe we should slow things down.
Okay, Melissa.
I don't understand the question.
Well, I mean, if you think that, like, you could get there, there's going to be different response than, like, okay, see ya.
Okay.
Like, I've been hooking with a guy for a month, or if, like, I'm, like, in a relationship.
Here's me, I just kiss him back. Like, I don't know, I just, like, I do, like, the bachelor,
well, wait,
just, like,
this,
avoid.
This actually did happen to me in my last relationship, and I was just like, I feel like you're going to regret this, so we're just going to table this conversation.
You told me you're going
to... I mean, we dated for 2.5 years, like, worked out after that, but, yeah.
Wow. Okay, what would you say?
You're really drunk.
So this is like, you're dating for 4 months and yeah. he's like, I love you.
Yeah, and he's like, I love you. But you're like, I like the guy, but like, I'm not to like the I love you point.
I would what say do you that? Do? I would say like how I felt. And if he really doesn't like that question, he can peace out and he's not the one.
Yeah.
How aggressive. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I said thank you that first time, Joey.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought that I did, but I just wasn't ready to say it.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to table this conversation. We can talk about this later.
Okay, you guys. So we're about to close out this part one, but don't worry, you guys, because we're going to come back for you for part two. But to close it out, I need you guys to tell everyone your number one tip for a guy. Your number one tip. Do you guys have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Bella, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Just Kay. Be confident. Like, not overly confident, but know what you have to offer and make sure you, like, state that because confidence is sexy.
Yeah.
Always communicate. Girls like to hear, like, how you're feeling. Don't always be so stubborn and keep all that away from us.
I'm going to go more, like, first dates or, like,
uh-huh.
first
yeah, good.
Dates. If you're sitting there and just talking about yourself and not asking me any questions, like, that's not all right. You need to, like,
no, definitely
like,
not.
Be invested in me also, like, as I'm trying to invest.
Yeah, ask questions. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I would say never stop dating a girl.
Oh, that's so cute.
You know, like, even if you've been with, yeah, so we have a relationship. What, don't you agree?
Yeah,
agree.
Absolutely.
Like, he always is planning dates for you, yeah. even today. And you guys have been together for how long?
Almost 2 years.
So just keep making her feel special.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
Right? Yeah. I feel like I'm going to my radio voice. Okay. Thank you to my well-rounded panel of women. We got all the... We got someone in a relationship, the queen of crushes, our serial dater. But
I've been in a relationship for the past 2.5 years. Only
but then you were in one before that, and before that, and before that. So... Anyways, so we'll be back for you guys in a part 2 of the Woman Tell All. See you guys.